Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the Romance Bookmark with Renee Bernard. And tonight, this is actually someone I know, but only socially on media. How do you say that? Like, is it, have we met, Jeff? If we've met,
we have.
On,
I don't know how do you describe. We've meld our minds.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's a new world. I'm like, I know Jeff Rivera. I love Jeff Rivera. And then it's like, have you met him? And it's like, technically, no. But I feel like I have. So
our connection doesn't even need physical touch. It's
We're beyond that. We've transcended that. So no, it's true though. Social media, it starts to really feel. I mean, it replaces, I think, a lot of time that face to face, but it can still be very meaningful. So I love that.
Yeah, I have friends who I've actually had for years, and I've never met them. We might have talked on the phone maybe a couple of times, but other than that, it's email and it's Facebook and it's, you know, stuff like
right?
that. So yeah, I think you can make a connection. Yeah,
I think it.
Definitely.
I think it counts. I'm just gonna say officially, it counts.
It does count. But you know, at the same time, there's nothing. There's no like replacement for just that kind of face to face. Physical.
But that just augments it. Then that just becomes a goal.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You say okay.
Yeah.
You know, at the next conference or you know, when we're in each other's, you know, area, region
mm-hmm.
of the globe, then, you know, you try to add that to the friendship. But I think it's awesome. Okay, everybody, so if you haven't figured out, Jeff Rivera's on my show tonight, and I love that your website is simply jeffrivera.com. Thank you for that. Really grateful for not making it complicated. Although you did misspell your first name, it is J-E-F-F, everybody, because there is the posh version.
But I'm actually going to do another site, too, that's going to be Jeff Rivera Books, I think, .com soon, but
ooh.
I don't know when.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I'm spreading myself thin.
just make it more complicated. There you go. Just add some hyphens and squiggles and all kinds of crazy things. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Right.
No. No, I love it. So I have to say, I went over and, of course, you know, I researched so diligently about 4.5 minutes before the program because that's the kind of dedication I put in. No, that's not true. We do try to keep it spontaneous, though. I always warn people that if I remember to talk about books, consider yourself very lucky. Really, because, you know.
Okay.
But I have to say, you sent me the cover and some info on Sing to Me, and it was really, it's really fun looking. And I'm really excited to sort of, you know, promote it and try to share it with friends. And the story sounds really compelling, which makes me want to know, can you sing? Do you sing? Can you
carry
a tune?
That's a really... Okay, well, that's a really good, interesting question. I think it's a matter of perspective. You know, my
not
partner
what
seems
expecting.
To think.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, my partner seems to say no. I mean, whatever. But I used to actually sing at the 7th grade talent show, and I was like,
what did you sing?
I sang. Do you remember the old group from the 90s, Surface? And like Color Me Bad, those kind of groups.
Wow.
So I sang like what were the songs? Shower Me with My Love or Your Love or whatever it was called.
Wow.
Songs like that. Yeah. So, you know, I would sing songs like that. And I don't think that I'm that bad. I think I can sing pretty decently. But again, it's a matter of, you know. But, you know, on that topic, you know, really, if you look at, like, some of the most popular singers today, really, can they sing? I mean, really, if you just listen to their voice and you separate all their stuff and the makeup and the hair and the lighting, and even in the soundtrack, if you just listen to their voice, I mean, really, like, can they really sing? I mean, not all of them. I mean, some of them not so much.
No,
you know?
Some of them are just interesting. Like, they have a distinct sound that's unique or their own. But I just need to know, in seventh grade, like, did you ever entertain the idea of being a rock star or in a band, or was that like a thing?
No, but I think that I would have liked to have done some kind of performing. I love being on stage. You know, of course, I think a lot of people fantasize about like one day being at the Grammys and performing or doing some kind of really cool thing like that. So I still have energy.
I was a theater kid, so I always thought, you know, that would be great. But the singing always eluded, and I was always a tenor or something embarrassing. So looked very girly, but I'm in the back row with the guys vocally. So it was just very awkward. And, it's one of those magical talents that I've always wonder, you know, wow. Like if you had a superpower, like I always think, oh, I'd want to sing.
I look at my dogs when they sing, and I just look at their expression and how they are like,
oh,
they're
not kind. Everybody says, oh, dogs love you unconditionally. No, they will critique you.
They will leave the room if it's that bad.
They will. They'll cry or just start howling or they'll.
Actually, mine does. He does. He sings along with me. When I sing songs, he will sing a whole, like his little backup.
See, what's sweet is you love him, so you're interpreting that as supportive, but really what he's doing is no.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
yeah,
so kind of on the heels of the singing, so karaoke, right? Pretend.
Okay.
You're shoved, like tonight's the party. What's your go-to?
Okay. Oh, wow. Probably like something from like Backstreet Boys or something like that, because you know it's like something I can actually remember, sort of. I always start, like, I just like make up the words along the way, you know.
Ooh.
I mean, my partner like is even worse because he doesn't really speak English very well, so he just sort of like just makes up things that don't even make any sense. But I'm like,
that
oh, that's cute.
Awesome for karaoke though. If you could just make stuff up. I mean, I have kids, so I'm constantly making up lyrics involving squirrels, and I just, like, will throw in odd, and they pick up on it. They're like, that's not what they're saying. I'm like, yeah, but my version's funnier. So that would be odd. What do they call that, improv karaoke or mad karaoke? Or we just invented
maybe
something
just
right
bad
there.
Bad singing.
Mad libs.
Mad libs,
meets karaoke. So I have to say you've got some Kleenex warnings in your blurbs, you know, sort of letting people know to have tissue standing by, which I think is very generous. I mean, I think that's good to warn people.
I do warn them because I don't want them – well, I also want to let them know that just because I say, yes, have a Kleenex, you know, a box of Kleenex nearby, it doesn't mean that it's going to have some tragic ending necessarily. It just means that the journey along the way could be happy tears. It could be sad tears. There's all kinds of tears. So, you know, I just want people to be prepared that they might need to, you know, have a box right near them while they read it.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's awesome. I'm like, you should have a Kleenex rating, though, or a tissue rating, like 1 to 5. Like one, like this story is a 3, this one's a 4, or this is a, you know, and then they could be prepped. But you never know what someone is going to react to. Have you found that with readers, like something that you think, okay, here's a real moment, and then the responses you're getting are maybe bringing up a moment in the book that you didn't realize was as potent?
Well, I think, I mean, the feedback I've been getting, there's one moment in particular that everyone is saying, you know.
Oh. Okay.
They needed a box of they needed a box of Kleenex. So there's one more. You know, so I'm like that. I mean, when I write my stories, I don't write them just for myself. I think about like what does a reader want? What kind of journey do they want to go on? What do they want to experience here in this moment? What do they want this character to do or to say or to sing or whatever the case is? Like, you know, what would really, because for me, as an author, it's like a way for people to escape. You know, whatever's going on in your life, everyone has issues and problems and things they're going through.
Sure.
And it gives you, you know, a few hours just escape into another person's world and life. And so, you know, that's what I think about when I
I think it's awesome, but I think you can, you're keeping the reader in mind, but I don't think you're deliberately trying to push buttons or exploit emotion. I think you're just trying to tell a great story, and I think that's where the heart is. I think it's easy to, you know, I mean, making people cry is sadly in this world, you know, it's getting easier and easier, but I don't think that's what you're doing. I think you're just telling great stories and making sure that they're anchored really well so that the readers have something to escape with. You know what I mean? Like they can latch on to that. So
I hope so. I mean, that's what I think that as artists, we are given certain gifts, and it's up to, it's like everyone has, like you said before, superpowers. So one of our powers is the gift of storytelling, whatever it is, through pictures or singing or writing.
Sure.
And so you can use your gift for, you know, for good or for evil. You know?
Right? We hope. Hopefully for good. Absolutely. All right. So, speaking of crying, strangest thing you've ever cried at, or the one thing that gets you every time? Go ahead. Just off the top of your head. I'll start. Mine is the Lifesaver commercial with the kid and the dad. And the sun goes down. I every flipping time, I'm falling. And my husband's like, why do you cry during commercials? Beautiful. And so, yeah, there you go. You, anything?
You know, it's funny. I do, you know, when I cry, I don't cry at a lot of movies because very few movies, like, grab me for that long. But I do cry at those viral videos, like the BuzzFeed type of videos. Or, like, about some, you know, physically challenged person who accomplishes their dream or anything to do with a daddy moment, like, you know,
Upworthy.
Moment of being a dad, being a good father, that kind of stuff.
The daddy
like
moment.
Totally,
Upworthy kills me. Every time they're in my inbox, I need to emotionally prepare myself to open that email because I'm like, do I want to see the kid with the Make-A-Wish and the Batman costume? I don't know. Am I up for this? Let me get a cup of coffee. I need to, like, bolt for myself. Like, gird my loins. Here we go. But the viral videos, those little 3 minutes is enough to just take you places you did not necessarily
and
know you were going
to
go.
Know because, you know, Renee, like, you don't need to have, like, a long, long story. That's, I mean, that's, like, even this story, like, it's only, probably only takes someone maybe a couple of hours to read it. You don't need to, like, have a long story to really, like,
But as a writer, I pay attention to those little 3 minute because I think it's so important to there's craft there and there's there's just an amazing amount of skill that goes into 3 minutes of wow, I've just completely lost my cool and then I want to figure out why did that was just amazing. So I love film, but, you know. It's
you know what I do sometimes when I'm writing a story is I think to myself, like, okay, what would make me scared in this moment? What would make me sad? What would make me happy? What would make me laugh?
Right.
And I literally start brainstorming a list of, like, all the things in this moment. Like, what would touch my heart, you know, that sort of thing. What would the guy in my dreams, which happens to be my partner, you know? What would he
you're
do?
You're putting yourself in it, absolutely. And And sometimes, let's face it, we put our characters in places we don't necessarily want to be, but that's what makes it fun. So,
exactly.
A little bit of evil.
Do you like horror movies?
A little bit of evil going on there.
Do you like horror movies? Because I get dragged to them all the time, and I just can't deal with it.
I don't like horror. Horror and I are not friends. No, I don't do horror.
I get dragged to them all the time, I go, but I'm always peeking through my fingers.
I don't go. I'm evil. I don't go. I can't go. My husband's watching the zombies and all this other nonsense. I'm like, no. So believe it or not, we have like 40 seconds left. I'm supposed to. That was right. So listen, everyone, please. It's jeffrivera.com. The book is Sing to Me. And I love it. The story just sounds incredible. I'm buying it, you know, because I just can't help myself. But I really hope everybody will stop by the website and take a look and pop over and just pick up the story and just start buying everything you write. I think that's a pretty good deal. What do you say?
Yeah, that sounds good
to
me.
Let's do that.
And it's 99 cents right now, so, you know.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, good night, everybody. Thank you so much, Jeff. And everybody, we will see you next Tuesday for more on the Romance Bookmark. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.